What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Dining with Dan. Arbuckle Chat with 93.7 The Fan's Pirates pre- and post-game show host Dan Zangrilli.
And Dan Zangrilli is sitting right in front of me, and to Bob's right and to Limit's left. This is very exciting. The game last night was not.
No.
Dan, what was the post-game like after that disaster?
I mean, it was somber. Chuck in Uniontown usually leads us off every night, but for whatever reason, he didn't call in until later, and he basically ended the show. It was a very somber, very sullen, very melancholy Chuck. And usually he's able to find the good. You know, even, you know, knows that there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said. And sometimes he'll quote said song from, I think that was from, who sang that song?
I don't remember.
I forget who, but that's
there
the
were
song.
Two days like this in the first three Mama games said, of the series. But yeah. Anyways.
But he, yeah. I just kind of let him end the show, and all I said after he hung up was, well, good night.
That's all you can
say. So, yeah, he was just, like, resigned to the fact that this is what it is, and it may not get better?
I mean, I wish we, and I don't know if Limits can, Limits, it was probably around 11:20, 11:30-ish last night, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but he was as downtrodden and dejected as I think I've heard him in a long time, and he's a great barometer for us.
Yeah.
You know, because he is the ultimate fan, the ultimate optimist, the guy that shows up every single night. And anytime you get this guy down, and if you know what he's dealt with off the field, if you will, he has pretty good perspective on life. He was in a bad place.
It just seems like it's particularly galling when you see Milwaukee, you know, in a similar, they have some of the similar small market, low payroll challenges as the Pirates. They lose good players every year. Like, what are they doing that the Pirates aren't?
What I've watched, especially the first two games of the series, is...
Well, everything, and I mean largely organizationally as well as this particular team.
Well, everything starts at the top, and it starts with wonderful leadership, and I think Pat Murphy is that guy. He's a special guy. He demands talk to people inside the Brewers organization. He takes no prisoners whatsoever. It's very much an old school mentality, and that's something that is unique because that often doesn't play in today's society with today's athlete. They don't want that type of challenge. They don't want people to make them uncomfortable. Quite the opposite. And you know, everybody wants patted on the backside, and Pat Murphy subscribes to the mantra that if you do that enough times, you're liable to, you know what, in my hand. So that mentality, those expectations kind of just trickle down, permeate, and you got a bunch of dogs in that line. Like, what is a Bryce Terang? What is a Caleb Durbin? What is a Sal Frelick? Is the MVP on the roster of the Milwaukee Brewers in 2025 in the National League? Probably not.
No, not even close. So, no one ever mentioned his name.
So they're playing 11-on-11 football on the baseball diamond. You know, the most aesthetically beautiful thing perhaps in sport, Bob, is watching 11 guys on one side of the ball all do their job in perfect synchronization with each other. That's what the Brewers are doing, but they're doing it on the baseball diamond, which is very much a individualistic type of sport. It's pitcher versus batter, that individual matchup. Well, the Brewers aren't playing that game. They are nine guys morphing into one big fist and just going out crushing everybody. And that starts with their at-bats. That starts with their approach. It starts with their thought. It starts with their identity. It starts with the culture going bottom up now. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at what they did against Paul Skenes. They're very much a throwback organization. We're going to hunt the fastball. And then Kevin Young said this. And then our two strike approach becomes a team at bat. So they very much have a team mentality. And right now, that mentality, that big closed fist of nine guys collectively turning into one, it's become an unstoppable force, something that we haven't seen in the game in a long, long
time.
Wow.
I mean,
and you mentioned fundamentals. Pat Murphy, I've listened to enough interviews of him. I mean, defensively, they're as good as any team in baseball. That's right. The other thing. Little things that make a big difference in the grand scheme of it. And they have guys who are just buying into whatever he's selling at this point. And he won the Manager of the Year last year. I think he should win it again this year.
So here's what this is somebody from within the Brewers organization. Murph is baseball's version of Bill Belichick. Old school curmudgeon, stickler to details. He refers to his lineup as a bunch of woodpeckers.
Don't mention that word. I don't need that word.
Bob's had a woodpecker problem. He's taking medication.
Yeah, is it on your chimney? Is it waking you up?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Pain in the butt.
Really? I know. Well, it sees itself in the reflection. I don't care
what he's doing.
On the top of your chimney, your warm air release or whatever, and so they'll hammer, and it sounds like there's a jackhammer, and your furnace is about to explode.
5:50 in the morning.
Absolutely. What is them seeing themselves? Is this an expression of self-hatred from the woodpecker? He wants to peck himself?
No, I think they think they're pecking somebody else.
Oh.
It might be that time of year.
Oh.
Yes. So.
There's medication for that, too.
Apparently so.
What were you saying, Dan, before that?
Something. They're a bunch of woodpeckers, the Brewers.
That's right,
yes.
The Brewers.
They're pecking their way to great things.
So the Brewers steer clear of the hack and hope type of swings.
Mm.
So they're up there with a game plan, an approach, and their execution of it. Again, look at what they did against Paul Skenes. Now, Skenes had an off night. His off-speed stuff was probably as bad as it's ever been when he was in the big leagues, but they were able to grind him down because they had an approach. They sold out to the approach. The approach, I think, that's very much going against the grain of where baseball wants to take everybody.
Yeah.
The Brewers are a throwback organization led by a throwback guy, and because they're playing baseball the way that we grew up watching it, guys, they're getting results, zigging when everybody else is zagging.
They are.
And I hear that. Dan Zangrilli in studio, but essentially on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can communicate with Limits on the text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Quinn Priester, he's almost become symbolic of exactly what we're talking about. Here's a guy Neil Huntington took in the first round. Charrington and company never really developed, or did they not give him enough of a chance? I don't know. What I do know is he went to the Red Sox, and now he's in Milwaukee, and he's 11-2 with a 3.8 ERA or something like that. What's this guy going to win 17 games?
So
what happened?
I know what happened. Here's the irony of it. He's thrown his sinker. Became a two-seamer guy. Isn't that ironic?
Yes.
You know, the Pirates organization having the reputation for so many years being a two-seam organization, he's thrown his two-seamer. And listen, I understand that he was hard to get in touch with, you know, and...
What do you mean?
He wasn't very coachable.
Mm.
So...
But he is now.
Well, but nor was he with the Red Sox. So that's part of the story here. And then what did Hurdle always used to say? You usually don't get the ears of a player until they need to listen, not when we want you to listen.
Mm.
And he was probably on the precipice of being, you know, an organizational up and down guy that was eighth or ninth on the depth chart. Well, the Brewers saw this two-seamer, and they basically laid out probably much of the same information that both the Red Sox and the Pirates laid out, and he was, I think, just a little more receptive to it, and he's obviously taken off. But ironically enough, it's the sinker.
I didn't know that. I know he's used it, but I didn't know he didn't have it here as part of his...
I think he wanted to be a four-seam curveball guy here because that's the way that, you know, the game was sort of trending and he wanted to work up in the zone. Well, the fastball quality just isn't there. I don't think the velocity, when especially he was first drafted, was there. It sort of fell off a few ticks. Remember some of the starts that he was making? There was some concern about his velocity. Well, I mean, the four-seamer at that velo is going to play a little differently than a two-seamer, and he's able to throw that both arm side, glove side. He's able to backdoor it, front door it. It's a much different pitch. He's a much more dynamic pitcher because of that. I don't know how much the Pirates pushed on it, but it came to a point, obviously. They dealt him away. They needed some upper-level bats in the organization, so they probably felt that they were trading from a place of depth. But Boston had no success with him either, but... You know, now he's just on, his third organization in a matter of a year and a half. All of a sudden, you know, your stock is pretty low. That's, I think, when players are the most receptive to change.
How much concern do you have about O'Neill Cruz? Because I do. I have a lot. I expected this year to be a big breakout season for him, and he's striking out at a ridiculous rate. He's doing a lot of things that make you wonder if he's regressing, not able to reach the potential that I think they all wanted for him. Where is he?
Still in between, still showing you those flashes of brilliance, still able to put the tools on a somewhat consistent basis on display, but with any form or fashion of consistency is what has eluded him.
Yeah.
He's still just, and he's going to get endless opportunities because of the tools. And if that all does come together, then you have something that you can otherwise not afford or ever acquire, unless you really do get what the Pirates got, which was an A-ball player at the time for a reliever, a lottery ticket. He turned out to be a lottery ticket. And more often than not, you don't get to cash those things in. The Pirates are going to hang on to this lottery ticket, hoping that it realizes its full value. So he's going to get as endless a possibility and as much rope as he needs because of those tools. And if they do come together, but to answer your question, he is just in between the place that he's been essentially the last 3 years.
Limits, the notion of leaving you out of this conversation has left Bob borderline despondent.
I appreciate that, Joe, because I would like to play a clip for Dan of something that Greg Brown said with the PM guys and get his reaction to it. Here we go, Dan.
And I think they're going to be extremely aggressive. Now, we've talked leading up to the trade deadline. I believed he was going to make some big moves. He did, and maybe still to come, either through, I should say both, through trade and free agent acquisition. Mm. You know, I think it's possible, and I'm going to stress this, this is the fan in me. I think it's possible this offseason they go after maybe not the star of stars on that free agent market, but they go out and get at least one name that we wouldn't have dreamed about 10 years ago.
Wow.
I'm stressing it. This is my opinion. I think it's possible. I'm just watching what they're doing and listening to what they say, but watching what they do more than that. He's no doubt he's paired payroll, had to make some moves in his estimation to bring that payroll down now. And I believe to build it back up in the off season.
Do you think that's going to happen, Dan?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everything that they've done is putting themselves in a position to try to do that, to be in position to be able to go do something that they typically haven't done. Now, is it Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays? Because he would be the logical thing that the Charrington is familiar with, comfortable with, of the Toronto Blue Jays. For those that aren't familiar, I believe Charrington and Steve Sanders drafted him, so there's a history. They probably have a really good feeling about who and what he is, and he would fit so nicely in this lineup. But I would say that, is it going to be the marquee free agent? That's a, I'll believe it when I see it, but everything that the Pirates have done are trying to put themselves in position, and it's pretty obvious they're setting this thing up for a December move.
Okay, okay. But what kind of move?
Right.
Bo Bichette is projected to get a $200 million salary.
Right.
If that happens here, I'll do 10 shows in my underwear.
Oh, boy.
You will?
Yes. A $200 million deal from
Mark
Bob
Nutting?
Mark
that down, Austin.
So, are you kidding me?
That's why I say I'll believe it when I see it. But from a more active free agency period, I think that they're going to be as active as they've ever been. And here's why. Because it has been stressed to the owner, and I think the owner realizes that, and say what you want about him, I do believe that he cares about his legacy. His legacy is attached to Paul Skeens right now. Would you agree with that?
Yes. At this point.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
That's his legacy, because otherwise, if he fumbles the ball here, it very well likely turns out to be one of the greatest tragedies in the history of Pittsburgh sports.
Well, he's already bobbling the ball.
Right.
He's gotten hit in the backfield, and the ball piggies on the ground, and he better either recover it or the other team's gonna pretty soon.
And I think he's well aware of that. And I think that there's angst here, for sure. I think that there's a sense of urgency, obviously, and he's a guy that, for whatever reason, right or wrong, that has always just cash flowed the organization. He may not necessarily lose a ton of money, but he's not necessarily going to be making a lot of money. The money that he's going to make is, you know, if and when he ever sells the team, it's the value of his franchise. So that said, he does know, and he's very aware, that his legacy hinges upon what he does or does not do with this guy on the mound.
You're assuming then that he cares about his legacy. You're making that assumption.
I am.
You're also saying there's urgency. Exactly nothing that has happened so far would reflect a sense of urgency.
If anything,
and he's had him for two
direction.
Full seasons.
Right.
Pretty much.
They haven't done anything.
So I think obviously they've fallen short in what they believe that they would be able to do internally with guys. That plan didn't work, so now here's the pivot. The pivot is that you have to go well beyond your comfort level, and you have to throw your chips to the center of the table. I don't think last year at this time he felt that was necessary, because they felt that there was a number of guys in their lineup that could get better. Cruz, Davis, hey, you name the laundry list of players that they have that, okay, they've put this on paper for certain spots of their careers. This is why we think this is going to happen. Well, that obviously didn't, so here's the pivot. And this is the, I guess, Hail Mary, if you will. And who knows how everything looks on the back end of 27. So are they in a position to maybe do some uncomfortable things going into 26? Possibly. And remember, if this is the era of the opt-out, if the Pirates are to sign somebody for an exorbitant amount of money, I bet you there would be some form or fashion of an opt-out in there, because that's what players want. So if they go after a Bobish, and I'm not really suggesting that they are, but that's the guy that makes sense. Every move that they've made here in July is trying to free up as much capital for something. And maybe they get other guys off the books. Maybe there's bigger trades that we've suggested. Could that be a Keller? I don't know. How much of Reynolds do you believe in? You know, do they rearrange the deck chairs in that end? And do they try to offload even more money to then hopefully reallocate it? It's the most pivotal time, perhaps, that we've kind of lived through here with Skeens driving all the angst and that sand in the hourglass running out on the Pirates.
I think Paul Skeens has been really diplomatic about how he's handled things. Sure. But do you think down deep, I mean, he's got to be beyond frustration, right, given what's gone on here. He is intimated that he would like to see more, and he thinks there will be more. The question is how much more. And you mentioned Bo Bichette. I'll mention another name because he just hit a home run last night for the Mets to become their all-time home run leader. Past Strawberry was Pete Alonso. He has a player option I looked into. He can do what he wants at the end of this year.
And may I add, Bob, and interject, he's looking for a deal, they say, north of $30 million per year.
But that should be doable. That's my point.
Well,
$30 million a year for a guy who, how many home runs would he hit at PNC Park?
Doable.
And he goes to right field.
Doable, and does Bob Nutting have an appetite for it are two very different things.
Well,
so here, I don't think that Nutting is, sorry to cut you off, I don't think that he's afraid of a one-year payday. He's concerned about $20, $30 million a year for 5 years and something not working out. That's his concern, because those are the type of deals that can wreck a franchise. Say what you want about the Rockies, with their underneath right now choking on the Chris Bryant deal, with the Washington Nationals had to endure choking on the Strasburg deal.
But he has no track record of the big short-term deal either in free agency.
He was going to pay Russell Martin $20 million a year for 3 years.
He has no track record of paying somebody that kind of money in free agency.
10 years ago, Russ Martin had a $20 million a year, three-year deal in front of him. Pirates lost out to 5 years, $82 million. That's what Martin signed. They wanted to re-sign him going into the 2015 season. So I do know for a fact that was out there. And a decade ago, he was in position to pay somebody $20 million a year. And this isn't to defend anybody. I'm just laying out what I know.
They never have. Pete Alonso, 2 years, $54 million from the Mets.
That's why I said
they've done nothing approaching that with a player.
That's why I think
that's very doable.
That's why I was very clear in saying that I'll believe when I see.
Yeah.
But what is percolating here? All we have in front of us is what's percolating. Correct? I mean, these are the moves that are being made.
Does it amount to anything?
That's a different story.
And I think Greg is assuming that they're freeing up money to spend money. Are we sure about that? Or are we just freeing up money here?
That's why I'll believe when I see.
Yeah.
But all of the moves, and what are the tells here? This is what I basically know and have heard, that there is certain angst there. And the owner is, again, this is an assumption, but basically what I'm picking up is, you know, does he care about his legacy? Sure. Does he want to be the guy that fumbles everything, the best asset perhaps in the history of Pittsburgh sports? Is that your legacy? Is that what they're talking about 10, 20, 30 years from now?
I don't think that's the question.
I think it is. It's very much driving.
I don't think it's the complete question. We all want to be liked. We all care about our legacies.
Sure.
Does he care about his legacy more than he cares about the bottom line?
Probably not, because I think that anybody that has, you know, a brain, they're not going to do something reckless. But and he's somebody that has always been judicious in how he's run this organization, and that's, I think, the kindest word to use here. But he knows that whether he wants to be or not, he is tied to the hip of Paul Skeens.
Yeah, but when it comes to the value, you know, you mentioned earlier, and I think this is the case with all pro sports franchises, if you're an owner, it's the valuation, which keeps going up no matter what you do. So he should not be cared. I would not care about short-term money I'm spending. If I go into a red for 1 year, so be it. I'd rather have that, knowing that I'm trying to do something to benefit this community, which has been good to him.
Sure. And what you've said there, Bob, is the operative word, 1 year. A lot of times to get something done, it takes multiple years of going into the red because of just how the game is structured.
But you're still going to make money in the end.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, but you also want to hang on to the franchise for as long as you possibly can, just like McClatchy did. You saw the...
I know.
You had a front row seat to that.
Yep.
And how did he lose it? The deals of the early 2000s. Let's name them. Let's run them down. Mears, Young,
yeah,
Kendall,
a lot of bad ones.
Burnett,
Kendall was
Derek
probably
Bell.
The biggest.
Yeah, all of them, they choked on it. And then they can't pay Aramis Ramirez. And then guess what? You're selling the team in 2006. Or you're forced to. Because baseball's going to come in. Joe, you worked at the Trib at the time. They did the big expose on that. There was a come-to-Jesus speech at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because 2 years prior, the expos were so mismanaged. Baseball swoops in 2004. They take over the operations. How close was that to happening here in Pittsburgh? I don't know. Apparently pretty close. The Trib reported on it. It's in the archives. And then all of a sudden, this guy shows up with the keys in 2007. How did he get the keys? Do we ever ask that question?
Can you answer it?
I just did. I laid it all out.
Because of all those failed
deals. The minority ownership group became the majority ownership group. And he saw everything and inherited a bad balance sheet and spent 5 years cleaning it up. And then it just so happened to turn around to be 2011, 2012. And then things started trending in the right direction. They got arrogant. They were the best baseball organization in 2015. They thought they had it all figured out. Well, Houston Astros came in and they turned everything over. And then the game changed. They didn't know how to adapt. For 3 years, they waded in the water. And then 2019 comes around. Blow it up. And here we sit 6 years later.
Not in a very good spot.
Right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Very good stuff,
what
by
a
Dan
soliloquy
Zach, really.
At the end, wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it's all very topical stuff here, though.
But is it true?
What in particular?
Those are the facts, right? That's the story.
But what's the moral of the story you?
The moral of the story is, to me, there's a guy on the mound that's driving all the angst. And I think the owner feels the angst, and his legacy is, whether he wants to be or not, tied at the hip, too.
Yes.
And what he does with it, we'll see.
Well, we will see, because it's going to have to happen this year and quickly. And next year, and before it gets to the point where they're just going to say we can't afford him at all and we're going to trade him, because I think that's the natural thing that happens next.
The big boy next?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.